Korea, M1 ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 59. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 36. A slight chance for some rain on Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 49, and then some rain and snow showers possible throughout Wednesday night with a low around 10. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine and cooler throughout Thursday with a high of 24. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. One state lawmaker is in some heat after comments that were made during the conversation regarding House Bill 2275 that would expand eligibility for the state's disability tax credit. As State Representative Tarwater made the comments during the House Commerce, Labor, and Economic Development Committee conversation.
In the past, I have warned conferees about dragging these work shelter programs through the mud, but they came up here and did it anyway. These shelters do perform a good function for these disabled individuals. They are people that really can't do anything. And if you get away, if you do away with programs like that, they will rot at home.
That audio from WIBW. The comment regarding disabled individuals is getting pushback from many individuals, including the Disabled Rights Center of Kansas, saying, quote, Tarwater's comments are unacceptable, derogatory, and completely inappropriate, especially from his viewpoint as a chairperson of the Kansas House Committee overseeing commerce, labor, and economic development issues.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
27-year-old Nicholas Morris from Ark City, Kansas, has died after a car he was riding in rolled and hit a telephone pole. KEK News reports the event happened overnight on Saturday when he was riding in a 1995 Camaro and it left the road, rolled several times before hitting a telephone pole. Morris was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the Camaro ended up leaving the scene after the accident. After an investigation with law enforcement, they say that Morris was not wearing his seatbelt during the time of the event. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. In other news, 57-year-old Dwayne Kishier of Topeka, Kansas, has been arrested and booked into jail after being accused of human trafficking a child and engaging in sexual acts. WIBW reports that according to the Topeka Police Department, he was arrested on Wednesday last week and was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections on aggravated human trafficking of hiring a child under the age of 14 to engage in sexual acts, aggravated human trafficking of hiring a child for the age of 14 to engage in sexual acts, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, and aggravated indecent liberties with fondling a child younger than 14 years old.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Amy Hoosier. Well, the South Heartland District Health Department has announced that COVID-19 cases in the community are slowly rising again, both with residents at long-term care facilities and within the hospital, as they've seen an increase in virus levels in local wastewater. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to Michelle Bever, the executive director for the South Heartland District Health Department, they've seen a total of 7 staff and 10 residents testing positive for COVID-19 over the past 2 weeks at long-term care facilities. As they say, they're also monitoring the virus levels in the community throughout wastewater surveillance, which is showing that the virus is continuously circulating within the community and the number of infections in the area are significant. The health department is recommending individuals get the COVID-19 vaccine, saying that the virus is continuously mutating and recombinations are leading to new variants, meaning it can continue to be important to stay up on the vaccines. And for more information, they say you can go to the website itself, heartlandhealth.ne.gov.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Corn farmers, check this out.
672, a new high-yielding hybrid with AgriSure Viptera trait, a big yielder on irrigated acres.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax aid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Three, two, one.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Wymore woman was killed Friday evening in a two-vehicle fatality accident in Jefferson County, north of Fairbury. The victim, Angelica Edwards Kuma, was a passenger in a vehicle driven by Michael Collins, age 22, of Wymore, who collided with another vehicle driven by a 16-year-old Fairbury boy at the intersection of Highways 15 and 4 around 5:30 p.m. Friday. Angelica Edwards Kuma of Wymore was pronounced dead at the scene. The teenage driver of the other vehicle is transported to the Fairbury Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The incident remains under investigation. Marshall County Commissioners last week reviewed permit plans for the new health department building in Marysville. Two attorneys are interested in fulfilling the court-appointed attorney contract. Megan Voracek met with commissioners last week. Luke Sunderman will be with the board this week. Washington County Commissioners last week. Meeting was mostly routine business. A tax sale is planned April 14th, and spring cleanup days are designated May 4th, 5th, and 6th. KNDY continues a series of salutes to the FFA and FBLA organizations, with a number of area students highlighting their participation in the Future Farmers of America and Future Business Leaders of America as part of the annual recognition month for each. Washington City Council is offering the old City Hall to anyone interested in renovating the building, which has been in disrepair and needs a roof and has water damage to the auditorium floor and basement areas. Earlier attempts to repurpose the facility have not materialized. Discussion at a recent council meeting included funding for demolition in the next year if no one steps forward. Saving at least the Art Deco front facade has been considered, but no proposals have been drafted. A May 1st deadline was set for anyone interested who should contact Washington City Administrator Carl Chalfont for details. Marysville City Council meeting recently approved submitting a state grant for improvements along the 7th Street corridor north of U.S. 36 to Calhoun that would serve to connect the Blue River Rail Trail northwest of the historic depot to the Pony Express Plaza downtown. The trail would run down the center with north-south traffic flow adjacent. Overflow parking areas would be included on the west portion of the city-owned property west of the historic depot, and related drainage and storm sewer improvements would be included in the estimated $3.3 million project. CES Group had previously prepared a draft plan, and representatives with the Trails and Depot Group had met with City Council and staff providing input. The grant has no match requirements, with a $30 million pool and a project range from $500,000 to $10 million, with work to be completed within 2 years of award grants. Your news on your schedule. The KNDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each weekday.
Find it under the podcast tab at KeyNDYRadio.com and on our Facebook page. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, scalloped potatoes, mixed vegetables, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, salmon, wild rice, broccoli and cheese, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and very warm today with our highs in the lower 50s and mid-60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy and very mild overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 40s. Temperatures start to shift on Wednesday, a slight chance for some rain showers, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 60s. Then a chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy and breezy with our lows in the single digits and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Staying much cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper teens and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows just above and below zero. North winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And staying cloudy as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower 20s and mid 30s. Partly cloudy Friday night with our lows in the mid teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 47. Record high on this date, 78. The average low, 23. Sunrise this morning, 7:13. Sunset this evening at 6:09.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD. It's a Duramax diesel Z71 package, priced at $28,500, and a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. It's a local truck trade-in at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
College hardboards in focus. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. One game in the men's top 25, number 3 Kansas at 24th ranked TCU. Second half, Jayhawks up 1, Kevin McCullough Jr. extending the lead.
Plays it right side to Wilson, promptly back to Juan. They feed it into Kevin, posting up, turns with a jump hook, gets it to Collin.
The call on Learfield. McCullough finished with 15 points to help the Jayhawks fend off the Horned Frogs late rally, 63-58. Women's top 25, number 3 Stanford was able to hold off 17th-ranked UCLA's second-half comeback, in huge part to Cameron Brink, who was clutch in the fourth quarter, leading her team with 25 points and a 71-66 win. In Ann Arbor, number 12 Michigan was home against 16th-ranked arch-rival Ohio State. The Buckeyes outscored the Wolverines 24-17 in the first quarter and never looked back, upsetting Michigan 74-61. To the ice of the NHL, the league-best Bruins hosted the Senators.
Breakaway for Pastrnak into the slot. Backhand. He scores!
Our thanks to 98.5 The Sports Hub. David Pasternak found the back of the net twice. Boston beat Ottawa 3-1. In New York, the Rangers were looking to avoid a second straight defeat, but the visiting Jets were not about to accommodate.
Swings it to the near side for Connor. Cross ice pass for Appleton. Back on in front for Connor's shot. He scores!
The call on TSN 1290. Kyle Connor extended Winnipeg's lead to 3-1 in the second, and they held on for a 4-1 victory over the Rangers. In Pittsburgh, the Islanders tied the game at 2 in the third period, and less than 2 minutes later,
here Jari a giveaway. Martin trying to work it in front. They put it to the net. They score!
Call on WRHU. Anders Lee scored the go-ahead goal in a 4-2 Islanders comeback win over the Penguins. NBA, the Bucks star Giannis has a sprained ligament in his right wrist. He will undergo treatment. No timetable for his return. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Twin Valley League play Monday in girls action. Frankfurt took Lynn 38-29. Lynn boys topped Frankfurt 68-54. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville hosting Wamego. It's senior night. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is at Blue Valley, Haxtell at Centralia.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if it's Tuesday, it's time for the Steckline Report.
Back in Washington, they're doing some things to help, I hope. The Ship It Act could save truck drivers up to $10,000 and cover their CDL costs. That's right. They're doing things to try to break open the fact that we need more truckers and we need them fast. This bill will provide some offering authorities for certain vehicle waivers during emergencies. It'll allow truck drivers to apply for workforce grants, streamline the CDL process, which sure needs to be done, and assist with truck parking difficulties, among other things. We'll just have to wait and see, because that CDL thing could cost some of our truckers up to $8,500, we understand. So this thing here will loosen that up a little bit, and I'm sure there'll be pretty good support to get that passed. In the meantime, something interesting. I've been talking a lot about plant-based meat over the years. Never did think that it would amount to too much, and thank goodness so far the indications are that I was right. Boy, that's a switch, isn't it? In the meantime, we have reports out of Purdue University. An economist by the name of Jason Lumps thinks that the hype is over, it's going downhill. Well, it definitely is in sales, no doubt about that. Sales have been falling, he says. From November 21 to November 22, sales for plant-based meat alternatives were down 20%. It showed households without children rarely choose plant-based proteins over animal proteins. So, some of what drove the growth initially, as I said, was the hype. The higher price point of plant-based alternatives is not helping. There's a lot of things, friends, that are not going to be in their favor. And so consequently, I think that day's over that we need to spend a lot of time. Doesn't mean that they're going to go away. In fact, there might be some new things coming that would be of interest later on down the road, because I know there's some people working on it. Hey, see you on the next Steckline Report.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
It's not often that boot camp is referring to an opportunity for college students to network and learn from feedlot professionals across the state.
I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State faculty member in the Department of Animal Sciences and Industry, Carol Fike, highlights K-State's Feedlot Bootcamp program.
This is the fifth consecutive year of the K-State Feedlot Bootcamp and teaching program, and it started as the idea primarily of Dr. Pete Anderson. He hears that the feedlots that they consult with have needs for talented young people that can help with their needs of running those businesses and operations and have interest in being in leadership or management. And so how we better connect students with the opportunities that exist, educate them about the possibilities. That's where it really started, and we have a lot of industry supporters as well supporting this endeavor and helping students make connections with the feedlot world in Kansas.
Fike explains the acceptance rate and details the day-to-day and ultimate goals of boot camp.
We've had just over 100 students that have participated in those 5 years. We've had many more apply to be part of the program, but we keep it around 20 to really see and learn and have the conversations. We go from a Monday evening to a Thursday midday, so about a 3-day, pretty intensive experience that has classroom components in addition to visits at the feedlots. There's 2 evening networking dinners, one that's with Zoetis, and then the other one is an evening networking dinner. This year, for the first time, we had it as a speed interviewing kind of session where we had feedlot managers and human resources people. So, you know, the ultimate goal is making these connections and these relationships as well as training and preparing them for the next steps of going further and having an internship experience or a job opportunity.
Fike goes on to discuss the importance of programs like these in recruiting first-generation agriculture students.
We all know that as a population, people are coming more and more removed from agriculture. There's a significant portion of students that maybe haven't had the opportunity to be part of animal agriculture, but have a desire to learn and grow. While we certainly also have students that come from farms and ranches, we have this other population of students that have that desire and interest. And I think when the opportunities are given, we can cultivate that, and we pretty soon can have a portion of those students become real supporters and real integrally involved in animal agriculture coming from an urban and suburban background. That's part of what we're responsible for, and we want to try to make it happen. But certainly those connections between the classroom and gaining skills and knowledge and insight and confidence by going and doing is really where we help those students flourish and retain them in the agriculture field.
That was Carol Fike, K-State Animal Sciences and Industry faculty, giving us the rundown on K-State's Feedlot Bootcamp. From Kansas State University, I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
It is prime season for one of nature's nutritional powerhouses, Brussels sprouts, all about the veggies some people love to hate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 21st, the 52nd day of the year. Actor Alan Rickman was born on this day. Brussels sprouts are the vegetable people love to hate. Ever wonder why? Well, a recent study in Britain found that Brussels sprouts contain a chemical that tastes bitter only to people with a variation of a certain gene. Unfortunately, half the world's population carries a mutation of that gene. No matter which half you're in, it's a good time to give Brussels sprouts a second chance. Because they're in season now. We like them oven roasted, drizzled with olive oil, and lightly seasoned with salt and pepper. But they also work well with garlic, bacon, walnuts, maple syrup, and other fun combinations. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KEDY. Sunshine 29 degrees this morning in Marysville.
Highs around 60 with another mild day on tap today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a low-scoring game, but the Kansas Jayhawks pulled off the victory last night over the TCU Horned Frogs at 63-58. The Jayhawks pulled up to the number three slot in the national AP polls and now sitting 23-5 for their overall season record. High scorer of the night was Grady Dick, the number four guard for the Jayhawks, with 19 points on the board, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists for the night, followed by the number 15 guard, Kevin McCullough, with 15 points on the board, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. The Jayhawks took an early lead, putting 33 points on the board for the first half. As Kansas still sits number one in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 11-4 in conference play, TCU is number six in the Big 12 right now at 7-8. College basketball back in action again tonight as the Kansas State Wildcats are at home taking on the number 9 Baylor Bears. That tip off at 6 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their victory over the weekend against the number 23 Iowa State Cyclones at 61-55. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Twin Valley League play Monday in girls action. Frankfort took Lynn 38-29. Lynn boys talk Frankfort 68-54. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville hosting Wamego. It's senior night, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is at Blue Valley, Haxtell at Centralia. FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Kiekhaefer and Bussing, CPA, Landall Company, Marysville Mutual Insurance, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Hi, my name is Brynn O'Neill. I am a senior at Marysville Junior Senior High School. I am currently the president for the FBLA Club here at Marysville. Last year, I was the public relations officer, and I've been involved in FBLA all 4 years of high school. I think my favorite event would probably be social night, and this is when all of our members go bowling at the bowling alley. And this is our opening event of the year, and it's just a lot of fun with all our members gathered together. And FBLA has certainly helped me with my leadership skills and improving my public speaking and presenting, which has helped me prepare for college.
Hi, my name is Simeon Lawson. I am a senior at Marysville High School, and I am the secretary for the Marysville FBLA chapter. I've been in FBLA all 4 years of high school. My favorite event in FBLA would be competing at the State Leadership Conference. Last year, I competed in Management Information Systems, and I qualified for the National Leadership Conference in Chicago. This year, Nationals is in Atlanta, and I hope to make it to Nationals again this year. Some skills that FBLA has taught me are perseverance and work ethic. These skills are important because if you just roll over anytime something difficult shows up, you'll never be able to do what you either want or need to accomplish in life.
FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Kiekhaefer and Bussing, CPA, Landall Company, Marysville Mutual Insurance, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
KNDY.
Traffic crawls, cell phone calls, talk radio screams at me, but through my tinted window I see a little girl, rust red minivan. She's got chocolate on her face, got little hands, and she waves at me. Yeah, she smiles at me. Well, hello world, how you been? Good to see you, my old friend.
times I feel cold as steel, broken like I'm never gonna heal. And I see a light, a little hole in a little girl. Oh, hello world. Every day I drive by a little white church. It's got these little white crosses like angels in the yard. Maybe I should stop on in, say a prayer, maybe talk to God like He is there.